Reading from Shrimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23rd, page number 26.
Saisha nunam vrajati urdhvam.
Saisha nunam vrajati urdhvam.
Anubainyam patim sati.
Anubainyam patim sati.
Sa. She. Esha.
This.
Nuna.
Certainly.
Vrajati.
Vrajati.
Going.
Urdhvam.
Upward.
Anu.
Following.
Vainyam.
Son of Vena.
Patim.
Husband.
Sati.
Chaste.
Pashyata,
Jesse,
Asman,
us,
Atitya,
overpassing,
Arachi,
of the name Arachi,
Durvibhavena,
by inconceivable,
Karmana,
activities. Translation and program by Srila Prabhupada. The wives of the demigods continue. Just see how this chaste lady, Arshi, by dint of her inconceivable pious activities, is still following her husband upward, as far as we can see. Both Prithu Maharaja's airplane and the airplane carrying Queen Archie were passing out of the vision of the ladies of the higher planetary systems. These ladies were simply astonished to see how Prithu Maharaj and his wife achieved such an exalted position. Although they were the wives of the denizens of higher planetary system, and Prithu Maharaj was an inhabitant of an inferior planetary system, the Earth, the king, along with his wife, passed beyond the realms of the demigods and went upward to Vaikuntha Lok. The word urdhvam, upward, is significant here. For the ladies speaking were from the higher planetary systems, which include the moon, sun, and the Venus, up to Brahmaloka, or the highest planet. Beyond Brahmaloka is the spiritual sky. And in that spiritual sky, there are innumerable Vaikuntha Lokas. Thus the word urdhvam indicates that the Vaikuntha planets are beyond or above these material planets. It was these Vaikuntha planets that Prithu Maharaj and his wife were going. This also indicates that when Prithu Maharaj and his wife Archi abandoned their material bodies in the material fire, they immediately developed their spiritual bodies and entered into spiritual airplanes, which could penetrate the material elements and reach the spiritual sky. Since they were carried by two separate airplanes, it may be concluded that even after being burned in the funeral pyre, they maintained separate individual persons. In other words, they never lost their identity or become void, as imagined by the impersonalists. The ladies in higher planetary systems were capable of seeing both downward and upward. When they looked down, they could see that the body of Prithu Maharaj was being burned, and his wife Archi was entering into the fire. And when they looked upward, they could see how they were being carried in two airplanes to Vaikuntha lokas. All of this is possible simply by dubhivavena karmana, inconceivable activity. Prithu Maharaj was a pure devotee, and his wife, Queen Archie, simply followed her husband. Thus they can both be considered pure devotees, and thus they are capable of performing inconceivable activities. Such activities are not possible for ordinary man. Indeed, ordinary men cannot even take to the devotional service of the Lord, nor can ordinary women maintain such vows of chastity and follow their husbands in all respects. A woman does not need to attain high qualifications, but if she simply follows in the footsteps of her husband, who must be a devotee, then both husband and wife attain liberation and are promoted to the Vaikuntha lokas. This is evinced by the inconceivable activities of Maharaj Prithu and his wife. Saishanunam vrajatyurvam anubainyam patim sati pashyatasmanatityarchir durvibhavena karmana. The wives of the demigods continued, just see how this chaste lady Archie, by the dint of her inconceivable pious activities, is still following her husband upward. As far as we can see, Maharaj Prithu is going back home. And here in this verse, they are already on the way back home. There you go. Good news. Good morning news. In some countries they have good morning news. It's all bad news. They say good morning news. Something that we could also take inspiration from, this idea of going back to home. The mothers are going back to home. When someone else is successful in business or whatever, or some students, they became graduates last night. I'm sure some others were thinking, I wish I could also become graduate. I could also get a certificate. Inspirations come like that when we see others doing something wonderful or becoming successful. Here we are seeing someone going back to home. The idea also could come to us. But what about me going back to home? Everyone else is going. But should we take the salary and go? Doesn't matter. I don't really care. Shouldn't the first thought be, could I also go? Will I ever go? How could I go? Could this be possible thoughts of the aspiring devotees of Sri Krishna? I wish. Yeah, so some kind of will. Will could be there. Will. Willing. Thinking, feeling. Thinking like this, seeing others and thoughts are there. And thinking comes from, willing comes. Will comes from the thoughts. Thinking, feeling. You think and some feel for this idea of going back to God. Thinking or something. Something causes something causes those thoughts. Others going, reading, and then we think with a feel and there's a will. As will gets stronger, or with whatever amount of will that we have, to that degree we'll try to find a way. Where there is will, there is. But if there is no will, even to begin, there's no will to go back. But then, will I go? Will I go? That kind of will I go? See, there's not even will to go. Then why should one go? Our will should get stronger and stronger. And then we'll find a way how to get there. So these are series of events, thoughts, and feeling, and then willing, and then the way finding them. So the way this couple.
Gopinath ki jai.
We are back home. We are reached. We are wheel. We stuck to the wheel.
The wives of the demigods, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in the first word, they were able to look, or they were looking down, and later on they looked up. As they were looking down at one point, they were situated on the top of Mandar Hill, and they saw the funeral pyre of Prithu Maharaj. And then they also saw Archi entering into that fire, funeral fire. That is why she has been described here as Sati. Sa Isha Nunam Vrajati Urdhma. Especially they are taking note, oh look, even her, and they are ladies. They are seeing another lady, the husband also going. They are more thinking here at this point. Of that lady who entered the fire, Sa Isha Nunam Vrajati. Oh, she is also going. Not only Prithu Maharaj going, Sa Isha Nunam Vrajati. She is also going. Where is she going? Bhudvam. She is going upwards. And where is that going upward referred to? What is that situation? The purport again. It is also, Krishna says about this going upwards. Urvam gacchati sattvastha madhye tishtati rajasah adho gacchanti dhamasah. Krishna has already said that in Bhagavad Gita. Urvam gacchati. Some people go upwards. Urvam, same word. Urvam. Here he says urvam vrajati. Krishna says urvam gacchati. Vrajati going, gacchati going. Same, similar word. Urvam gacchati, urvam vrajati. So, sattvastha, those who are in mode of goodness, they also go upward, they also go upwards. But they only go only up to the heavenly kindnesses and not beyond. But here, ladies, they are already in the heaven. And being in heaven, they are looking up. And they say, oh look, urvam. Vrajati, sa. That lady, she is going upwards. They are already in the heaven. So beyond heaven, she has gone. Above the heaven, she has gone. So what is above the heaven? Spiritual sky. Oh, she has also entered Vaikunth. Anam vainyam patim sati. She is following. She has been following her husband all life long. Following devotee husband must be a devotee, Prabhupada says. If simply follows in the footsteps of her husband, who must be a devotee, then both husband and wife attain the position and are promoted to the Vaikuntha lokas. So, anamainyam patim sati. Archi says her husband is Vainyam, the son of Vena, and that is another name for Prithu Maharaj, Vainyam Patim. What kind of Patim? Or who is a Patim? Vainyam Patim. The name for some more adjectives or more information about that. But Vainyam Patim and Sasati. By following that chaste lady, she had been following her husband all life long. Pashyatam asman ati archer. So Pashyatam, these ladies from in the heaven, Pashyatam, they are seeing ati archer, overpassing. That archi has even gone beyond where they are. Beyond. Their heavenly situation. Durvibhavena karmana. And by the dint of her inconceivable pious activities, they are giving her credit, or they are taking note. Oh, how was it possible? How was it possible for Archi to go beyond heaven? She has gone to Vaikunth. Durvibhavena karmana. Oh, the act
activities, inconceivable activities of Akshi and what are those activities? Follower of her devotee husband. Wasn't he known for the nine processes? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnava Smaranam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasham, Sakhyam, Atmani Vedanam. Under nice, famous, nine famous devotees following those nine famous devotional services. And Prithu Maharaj was known for, so nine persons per se, nine. One of them. Archana. Prithu Maharaj was known for Archana. So he has attained perfection. Besides other credits, other activities, whole life of devotion. And again, he is not even ordinary human being. Saptavishavatar, empowered incarnation. But he has his ashram, Rasa ashram, and wife, and children, and deity worship. Important for Rasa. They should maintain. Either they should come to the temple to worship the deities, if they cannot, to make their life regulated in getting up early morning and attracting and making offerings and obeisances. Manmana Bhavamada Bhakto Madhyani Mam Namaskuru. All these things are possible. Remember me, become my devotee, worship me. Manmana Bhavamada Bhakta Madhyaji is Archana. But the Brahmastha should just do the deity worship. Why not try for chanting? I spend whole morning taking care of the deities. So. Then Brahmastha should be also remembering this is the age of Kali. The process for Krishna realization is Kalauta Dhari Kirtana. So do not go backward. One age into the past. This happens. Some devotees spend so much time taking care of their deities that they have no time for Hare Krishna. So then there has to be a balance, act of balancing act. How much time for Archana? Chanting has to be there. And wife and husband. So this lady is, because of her qualification, this Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Dharma is being established. Principles of Bhagavad Dharma. Vaikunth is not only for gentlemen, for ladies and gentlemen. Well, Vaikunth is for the soul. So it doesn't matter in which body, and possibly two bodies, man body, woman body, both are eligible. Go back to the Lord. So what is described here is Grihastha ashram situation and wife, husband, team. And husband is a devotee and wife is assisting, following the devoted husband. And then together they go back to together they also could go to, or they could go elsewhere. Adho Gachandi Tamasa, the activities they are busy with are tamasic. In mode of ignorance, they could go also downwards. Instead of going urdhvam, adhaha prajati, adhaha gacchati, both of them would go down. Or they could be standstill position, they could stay in the middle. Or go higher, only up to heaven, if they both are busy with some punya karma, highest activities, charity, this, that. So there are four possible situations. Hell and earthly planets in the middle, and heaven and the spiritual sky. Recently, some 350 years ago, the story about one couple, Sant Tukaram and his wife. You heard of Tukaram? And he went to Vaikunth Kangol is birthplace near Pune, not far from Mumbai, just part of Pune city outskirts. Pune, there's a place called Devu, and there's a nice river called Indrayani on the bank of Indrayani. Tukaram Maharaj was busy. During his final day, final moments, chanting, Yaya Vithala, 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 singing and dancing, and it was totally absorbed. And we have one pilot sitting in those days. But 350 years ago, there was no Arabia. Arabia? Or Air France or KLM. None of these airlines existed. They took them 350 years ago. But one airplane arrived and landed. Very near, but Tukaram was doing his Vitala Vitala Pahan Pranga. Vitala Vitala Pahan Pranga. And he was surrounded by thousands of very ideal Grahastha. Devoted. Ideal. What makes one ideal? I was a devotee of Krishna. That's ideal. Following another ideal person or acharya. And the grahasthas, wife, husband, they are connected with their spiritual master. They are part of or followers of spiritual institution, organization, or ashram. And so they are guidance. Husband gets guidance, and family gets guidance, practice Krishna consciousness. As the airplane landed, he was invited to come and take his seat in the airplane, follow the instruction of the captain, or pilot, air host. There were no air hostesses. Only air hostesses. Since Tukaram was boarding the plane, he was once again not farewell sir. Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. Reminding them of Ram. Greeting. This is one. Radhe, 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 Radhe. That's Vrindavan. And then Ram 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 Ram. So everyone was wondering what would happen next. So he sat in the airplane, and the airplane took off. This is to wake us up. You sleeping so. Time for take off. So they saw him, his airplane going. And there was a time they couldn't see that. These ladies also couldn't see that airplane anymore. It went. It was beyond their power of vision or sight. So that happened with these residents of Devu. They were looking upwards and the airplane took off and couldn't see anymore. But they were thinking that probably he's going to take a ride and come back again. At least when it's lunchtime, he's going to be hungry. He could return. But that did not. That was only one way traffic. One way. There was no return. So Tukaram only went up and beyond. Because the poem was also that he was inviting his wife to also come. Mercy, she was a bit attached to Buffalo, Seattle, Buffalo at home. Children and some other household affairs. So she flatly refused, no, see you later. So here, both of them went, wife and husband. Modern times, as
we know the pastime, something that happened.
Not that in modern times the souls are not going back to home, back to God. That's not the case. They're going every day. Every day some souls are going back to the Lord. But every time it is not visible. Every time this going back to home happens, it is not manifest like in some cases it's manifest. Here is this lady's heavenly, the wife of the demigods, they're able to see someone going back to Godhead. You're able to see those aeroplanes. Dhruva Maharaj, when he departed, they were witnessing those aeroplanes. There were also two aeroplanes at that time. First, there was only one aeroplane. Dhruva Maharaj was born. But then he was wondering, oh, my going back to home, this has become possible because of my mother. My mother is my Varatma Pradarsha Guru. She showed me the path. When I asked her, where could I find that God? Who could give me the post? That was his first question. Oh, God could give the post. Where could I find God? Normally they go to the forest to find God. And then he took that as a hint and he ran to the forest. And luckily that forest was forest of? You don't know? Madhuva. It's Vrindavan. He went to Vrindavan forest. And one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan is Madhuvan. And within 6 months, Dhruva Maharaj, within 6 months, he attained Krishna. How much time you have? Within 6 months, he realized. He saw. He was seeing. He's seeing Lord in the heart. Shyam Sundara Machintya Gunaswarupam. Santa Sadaiva Vidayeshu Vilokayanti. Within his heart he was seeing the Lord. But then Lord also had come and he was standing before him. But Dhruva Maharaj was not looking at the Lord in front of him. So Lord had to be, hey, I will come. Hey, because he was seeing Lord within, and there's no difference now within, without. The Lord also was in front of him. And Lord had to get his attention. Hey, I'm here. And he looked. So one who was inside, Ridayena Singha, Vahirna Singha, Ridayena Singha. Pralhad Maharaj also. That prayer that we sing. Narasimha is very Narasimha. Ridayena is in the heart. Vahir Narasimha. He is outside, he is inside. Yato Yami Tato Narasimha. Wherever I go, there is Narasimha. So, within 6 months, he had darshan. So this Dhruva Maharaj, when he was returning to Vaikunth, he was going to his loka, Dhruva loka, which is considered like a Vaikunth planet. So he was thinking, this happened because of my mother. Will she also go back to home? Or is she staying behind? She should go back home. He was thinking like this. And then with these thoughts, he looked behind and then there was another airplane, and his mother was in that airplane. So here in case of Archie, because of the husband, she is going back to home. In case of Dhruva Maharaj, because of the mother, he was going. And then because of Dhruva now, she was also going. So in that, where this Dhruva Maharaj is going back home, that description must be in the third chapter, third canto. Srila Prabhupada, in one of those purports, where there's a description of Dhruva Maharaj going, and while going, he remembers his mother, and then the mother also is following Dhruva in another way. Srila Prabhupada writes, while my disciples, when they would be on the way back to home, back to Godhead, they may also remember him. Or it is because of Srila Prabhupada and going back to Godhead. He showed me the path. He gave me the mantra. He gave me Krishna. And now I'm going. So if my disciples will remember me, while they are on the way back to home, then there's a chance for me also to, him also to go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada is in the purport with all his sense of humorous or certainly sign of humility of Srila Prabhupada in making a statement. You got the point? So Vaikuntha exists. Are you convinced? Does Vaikuntha exist? Does Krishna exist? Some say what? God is nature. Some say we are God. Some say God doesn't exist. We just heard that from Krishna himself last time. And the response was, Krishna is even behind all those statements. We heard that from Nandalal. Now, Nandalal is Krishna. We heard that from Vilamanda. If someone says God does not exist, God is giving him that kind of logic, that kind of thought. God given. God has given. A God doesn't exist, God doesn't exist. Who says this? God says. First, and then some others repeat that. Door open. Is your father here? Little boy had time to open the door. Let me check. Boy goes looking for father. And father, the son says, oh, your friend is here. He would like to see you. The father may say, go tell my friend that I'm not here. The son goes back to the door. My father said, I'm not here. Who said? My father said. What did he say? I'm not here. So if someone says God does not exist, this is not his idea. This idea has existed. This idea has been created. With this creation of this material existence, these ideas are also created. Matter is created, concepts, thoughts are created. And from time to time people use those creations, those statements. God does not exist, this has been repeated so many, many, many times. But what is the value of those statements? Because they do not know God. So one who does not know God, he says God doesn't exist, what is the value? At the same time as another person, he has seen God. He has realized God. And he talks about God's existence. It's couldn't be like that. God exists and doesn't exist. There's no statement like that. God is near, God is far away. Not that. Upanishad says, Isha Upanishad, God has what? These are statements like that. What else does it say? Tadantike, close and far. Both things are there. Or will God has form, God doesn't have a form. Those things are, they come up. But God does exist and doesn't exist, there's no statement like that. So sun is here. So those who have eyes, they could see sun in the sky. And then there's another blind person. And blind person says sun does not exist. Who says sun doesn't exist? Who says? Blind person says sun does not exist. What is the value of a blind person's statement about a God does not exist, a sun does not exist? So some ignorant fool says God does not exist. What is the value? So this Vaikuntha exists, this story, and so many stories like this. So Tukaram's story is a really convincing story. And on that day, every year, his disappearance day, hundreds of thousands of people gather in the same spot where the airplane had landed and then took off, surrounded Tukaram, Tukaram, chant the names of Tukaram, maybe chant Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Or chant bhajans, and they all have flowers, flower petals. And there's a time, particular time, in the 12 noon, and there's a tree where landing airplane. So they claim that the tree begins shaking. When time of departure comes, tree shakes, and everyone throws flowers. All shout the names of the Lord. And they imagine now, this is the time the Bhagavan's taking off. Any comments, questions?
The verse says that the husband, but we see sometimes, it's not a wisdom.
Yeah, so that's super help. Husband making advancement, Christian consciousness. And 13 is a better half. Yeah, sometimes the husband may not be following at all. And that also happens. Either they are in Russia or whatever, that's a funny place. So that Varna Ashram, or there's a, there'll be only one Varna in this age of Kali. And they were that Varna is a Hari Bhakta. No, this person is a Hari Bhakta. Don't ask whether it's a lady or a gentleman. This person is Hari Bhakta and he attains perfection. For the Varnashram situation in this age of Kali, it could be followed as much as possible. But ultimately, Krishna consciousness is not dependent upon Varnashram. It's beyond Varnashram, transcendent of the Varnashram. We should follow, go through that as much as possible. But it is independent. When in this age of Kali, people are not even marrying. Marriage institution is quite sacred. God given. Chatur Varnya Mayas Krishna. People are not even marrying. Or I was also thinking, what if a wife is a wife and a husband is also a wife? Or husband is a husband and wife is also a husband? Don't you understand what's going on here? Man marrying man. Woman is marrying woman. At least four states in America, they have legalized this called gay marriage.
Here also.
Making progress. So, ultimately on an individual basis, well, one of the partners is a devotee or not devotee, or both are in total ignorance. In other societies, bird society, animal society, they have not made a big progress like human society. Dogs take, there's a dog and he dog, she dog. That's a combination of male, female. Male and male and female and female. This is not observed. We have a heard of such things in other species of lives, but human species has really kind of been screwed up. So what is the fate? Anyway, there's not even connected with Varnashram or remote. Not even human. But how could we say that other species are following dharma, some kind of dharma? The human species are going against their dharma. What is that Krishna says? Kamasmi Bharadarshava. Dharma aviruddha bhuteshu kamasmi Bharadarshava. That kam, if it is not against dharma, dharma aviruddha, kam, not against dharma, to complement dharma or part of dharma, kam, the lust, that kam, that is me, kama asmi, kam in the person, if it is not against, or amount of kam, there is some license. So within that, those limitations and regulations, then Krishna does that. That's me. Kamosmi Bharadarsha. But if it is not that, dharma paviruddha, then it is acceptable. But if it is totally contrary to dharma, then
elevation or evolution in consciousness.
So this is most ideal situation talked about here, or natural context, and husband following some acharya, some, yes, spiritual master. He has gone through Gurukul education and now is married. But the daughter also had an association of father was instructing, mother was instructing, and now she's married and she follows husband. And then they translate and follow son. Like it's a Kabir day. When Kardha Muni left, and see her husband, she had a father, Muni. Which Muni?
Manu, Manu.
Swayambhu Manu was her father. Devotees. And the husband is Kardha Muni, the husband. And son is Kapil. What a day. You see the father, husband, son, very exalted. So lucky you are if your husband is a devotee. Father is a devotee to begin with, and husband is, and son. Where else would such a lady go? Go back straight home. Or wife, I mean, the lady may be widow, maybe no children. But she's chanting and practicing Krishna consciousness just because she has no husband. So what does that mean? She's not going to make it. So not go. What's his following? Srila Prabhupada is his following also. Spiritual master practicing Krishna consciousness. It's so his own journey, his own path. For them, a helping hand in a real situation, help from husband, help from father, help from son. But if that is not the case, and there will be many cases like that in this age of Kali, say, chant Hare Krishna. Study Bhagavad Gita, eat Krishna Prasad, and head back home. That's good news. Yeah. More? Yeah.
So we were sitting looking about homosexuals. So should devotees who are homosexual, who have homosexual tendencies, like there's a lot of them in this kind of competing views, so should they be rejected, put down, ostracized? And this is a question.
Because they want the non-believing children to have standards. And it's not an easy situation at all. Turn up all of the cards. I don't fully understand myself. Disciples, and they came to me for initiation. They came to Koti and Kutpa. After some years, now they are coming to the temple of the Sari. This person is saying this. I look like a man, but I feel like a woman. You see that I don't fully understand how it works. But still, they are soul for sure. Whatever has happened to, or happening to their bodies, or to their mind, they still are the soul. Influence of this, heavy influence of the sage of Kali, or two kind of lives in one life. They shall be man for the first time and then give up the body and become a woman, or vice versa. But you see that within same body, and they are two lives. Simultaneously, or one after the other, or one dominating and one on the side, and then other one takes over, and the first one takes side. And so, what's so crazy? Unimaginable. Inconceivable. Dhuvi Bhavena. Or Dhuvi Bhavena Dharma. Inconceivable. But here it refers to more spiritually inconceivable. But what is going on in material world is also pretty inconceivable. So I'm sure some kind of compassion for fallen souls, these kind of souls, caught up in these kind of minds and bodies. And we haven't taken up this seriously yet, or we don't have a stand. It's not clear, I don't know, or that this con has a stand. Or some statements some individuals have made in the past, or a compassion, or something, but not sure. But for sure they're souls, and they should be held out.
I was listening to some tapes of Bhaktivedanta Swami about homosexuality. Very interesting. But he was saying that it always existed for something with all society, and that even at the time of Lord Chaitanya. But when they were celebrated, they were even considered as Christians. Some were invited at the birth ceremony of Lord Chaitanya. But they were celibate. But they had this tendency, so he said, it's a very interesting